Violence against women isn't nearly as bad in Turkey as it is in Afghanistan, but still, women in many Turkish cities say they live in a society where catcalls, gropers, and harassers are a daily problem, and the authorities aren't usually helpful. Recently, though, one woman decided to take on her harasser and won a rare victory. Dalia Mortada in Istanbul has a story.
One day last winter, exhausted after a long shift at the hospital where she works as a doctor, a woman we'll call Ezgi got on a crowded bus to go home. It was just like any other day, except for the shifty young guy sitting next to her. Ezgi knows what a potential threat looks like. Being groped on Istanbul public transport isn't exactly uncommon, and women learn to be especially vigilant on congested buses and trains. Before Ezgi knew it, the man had slipped his hand under her skirt and crept it up her thigh near her crotch. She lost it. She yelled at him, got others on the bus involved, and kept him on the bus until they got near a police station.
I think, I told in those time what I told him, what I said, blah, blah, what I did, I think he must have been afraid of me.
When Ezgi and her harasser finally got to the police station, Ezgi says things actually got worse. First, the cops said they couldn't do anything. One officer told her, "Of course you'll get groped on a bus. Surely you make enough money as a doctor to drive your own car to work."
That's the main reason nobody goes to police station after an harassment.
Nihan Guneli is Ezgi's lawyer and a friend from high school. She says the vast majority of harassment and rape cases go unreported in Turkey in large part because the police station experience can be more traumatic than the harassment itself.
Most of the case, when you go to the police station, you're giving your address and every personal information to the police.
That information becomes part of the public record, making it easy for suspects or their families to find victims and pressure them to drop charges. In Ezgi's case, the suspect's mother showed up at her work. The woman begged Ezgi to drop the charges, but she pressed on. And shockingly, they won. Guneli says it was a rare victory.
I believe the main reason that he decided 1 year and 8 months in prison, the prison sentence, because she, the victim, was a doctor and she didn't know the guy.
Guneli says it's likely a higher court will overturn the verdict. Still, the win is a huge one. In a recent survey about harassment, 2/3 of women who responded said they were pestered on Istanbul streets and in public transportation more than once a month. Ezgi says she went to court for them, to make sure there's one less harasser out there. But Ezgi still thinks about her safety and avoids taking public buses these days. She laughs nervously looking back at the experience.
Now I still wait something if happens, and I bought motorbike afterwards.
For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.